98.9, Youngstown's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Hey, don't forget, in a few minutes, we'll open up phone lines and give you an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to Five for Fighting, which will be in concert at the Robbins Theater. Before we do that, though, I want to introduce someone to you, a young American cellist rapidly gaining recognition as a concert soloist. And when I say young, I'm saying she made her orchestral debut at age 8, and she's going to be joining the Youngstown Symphony Orchestra for an evening of classical works on September 19th. She's all of 14 years of age, and she's going to be joining me right now. Miriam K. Smith, good morning. Welcome to the Mixed Morning Show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining. I got to tell you, I mean, I'm a little intimidated. A 14-year-old who can play a musical instrument better than me probably since age 4, right?
Yes. don't be intimidated, though. I just love to play the cello, and I've been doing it for a very long time now.
Yeah, I mean, you started at age 4?
Yes. And I actually did not pick the instrument myself. My parents picked it for me because I don't think any 4-year-old actually knows what they're going to be doing with their life at that age.
Well, you probably would have picked up some drumsticks and said, "This is what I want to play, Dad," and that wouldn't have worked out for you, right?
Yeah, no, I think my parents would have been a little annoyed, but that's why they picked it for me.
Oh, my. Well, Miriam, you live in the Cincinnati area, right?
I do.
Nice.
Yes.
All right. So you're an Ohio girl who has been performing, like you've been at Carnegie Hall performing in competition, right?
Yes. I don't do competitions as often nowadays, but yes, I went to Carnegie Hall 3 times. It was an amazing experience, super fun. I love New York City. And it was an amazing experience just to be able to get to play on that stage, and lots of practicing went into it.
All right. I want to get into some more questions with you, but I'm going to play a piece, and I believe this is you, and then you're going to tell me what this is, because I don't think I can even pronounce the name of it, but I want folks to just hear just how good you really are. Here we go. Okay, I got to stop it. Oh, my gosh. That's incredible.
Thank you. Yes, that's Tchaikovsky's Pezzo Capriccioso. And if you're wondering who Tchaikovsky is, he is the guy who wrote The Nutcracker and the ballet Swan Lake. It's a wonderful showpiece for cello and orchestra. Right then, you just heard it with piano. And it's from my first commercial release album that will be coming out in a few weeks, hopefully.
Oh, my gosh. So you've got an album coming out. You probably have people calling you all the time going, "Can I represent you?" But, I mean, that's just amazing to me. So but let me ask you something. Aside from this, how often do you have to practice? I mean, that's got to be daily, right?
Well, yes. I do practice every day, maybe a day off here and there, but not often at all. Usually I'll try to get at least 3 to 4 hours of practicing in each day. Kind of hard to do because I still have to do school and I have other activities that I like to do, but always the focal point of my day.
Got it. All right. Well, which brings me to, I mean, you are definitely obviously a child prodigy, but do you have a normal social life? Do you have good friends, close friends? Do you kind of have that group, and are they all playing orchestral music, or do you hip-hop on weekends when you're not performing? I don't know. What do you do?
Well, I do ballet quite often, so I have a lot of friends there. I also like to do martial arts, specifically Krav Maga, which is the Israeli form of martial arts. So I get to teach that, so I have a lot of friends there as well. It's in the music world, I don't know a lot of musicians that are my age, but I do know a few, just not abundant.
That would make sense.
yes. I also have, of course, music festival friends as well over the summer. And overall, even though I am homeschooled, I still have many friends outside of...
Well, that's good to hear. So do you listen exclusively to classical music, or is there any pop artist that you go, oh, man, I'd like to emulate that or at least play cello with them?
I personally love listening to classical music, but I also love jazz music. Bill Evans Trio, Michael Bublé has an amazing voice. Shawn Mendes, you gotta love him. I've also recently been kind of into EDM music, like kind of the hotel lobby vibe, which I think is really fun.
I don't understand kids like an EDM. My kids are all about that. Tell me, what's with that is so attractive?
I'm not really sure, but I think it's because it has like a very consistent beat and you can get kind of a fun groove to it. And as I said, it just gives off that vibe of like bougie hotel lobby experience where you're just chilling with your friends and having a great time.
Got it. Well, and which reminds me, when you chill with your friends, what do you do? I mean, obviously you do the martial arts, but do you hang out at the mall? Do you go to Chick-fil-A and hang out? I mean, what do you do?
Well, I do love Chick-fil-A, but usually I either go to somebody's house and hang out for a little bit. We have little gatherings here and there at like parks and stuff, little picnics, kind of stuff like that. Also, I always see my friends pretty much daily at the ballet studio.
Oh, that's awesome.
So there's not actually that much time to hang out outside of the studio, but we always get to see each other.
Well, that makes sense. But also now you're going to be performing very soon at the Youngstown with the Youngstown Symphony Orchestra. I know on September 19th with Miriam Burns directing that. But how do you fit all of that in? Do you have other performance planned? I'm sure you do, you know, when you're not in the studio recording and then hanging out with your friends.
Yes. So I have this performance, which is actually on my birthday.
Oh.
September 19th is my birthday. Yes, I will be turning 15. After this performance, I have a chamber music performance in the state of Washington. And then a few more chamber music performances after that, as well as performing at some schools. And as I said before, my second commercial album release.
Wow.
Will be coming out in late October.
Okay,
I
gotta love your,
it in late October.
Yeah, what I was going to say is I gotta love your parents. You gotta keep them busy. I mean, you know, most parents your age, they've got the weekends with baseball or softball or football or whatever, but you're taking them all over the country.
I mean, yes, they do a lot of the work as well. But it's really fun. I'm so grateful for my parents. They do so much for me and my career, and they have helped me, especially musically, because they are both musicians, and they'll sometimes hear little things while I'm practicing, and they'll just yell up the stairs and be like, hey, fix this, fix that, or can I help you with this? And it's really fun, and it creates a great environment.
That's amazing. Where do you plan on being in 5-10 years from now? Have you thought that far in advance? You're going to be...
Kind of think that far. Thinking of going to a conservatory. Kind of a scary thought as well.
Yeah.
Plans can change, obviously. But, yep, thinking of going to a conservatory and just continuing to perform.
Awesome. Well, awesome to hear. Again, September 19th is the performance. Where do they get tickets for the Youngstown Symphony to hear you?
They can go to theyoungstownsymphony.com.
And simple as that.
That's it.
All right. And to find out more about you, I'm guessing you have a website.
I do. And you can go to MiriamKSmith.com to find out more details.
All right. MiriamKSmith.com. Thank you, Miriam, so much for sharing some time with me this morning. I look forward to the performance at the Youngstown Symphony or with the Youngstown Symphony and hearing your solo performance with them. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. All right, 16 minutes after 8 o'clock on Mix 98.9. Wasn't that something? My gosh. Child prodigy, age 14, featured at the Youngstown Symphony Orchestra on September 19th. If you get tickets, I think you're going to have a wonderful time.